Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Christy Lemire, Andy Klein, and Wade Major. We begin with yet another adaptation of Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, this time directed by and starring Kenneth Branagh. Wade?
I think this is the most cinematic version, and that's what I would expect from Kenneth Branagh. It's not going where the Sidney Lumet film went in 1974 when everything had to be a big all-star cast. It's trying to be a bigger canvas, more exciting, a little bit more of an action film and a thriller, and I think it really works.
Christy.
Great cast, well made, just left me cold.
Andy.
Beautifully shot, good acting, and really sort of all-star.
Remarkable cast, Branagh with Johnny Depp, Michelle Pfeiffer, Daisy Ridley, Judy Dench, Penelope Cruz, and Josh Gad, rated PG-13 in wide release. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, a dark comedy with Frances McDormand, Woody Harrelson, and Sam Rockwell. It's written and directed by Martin McDonagh. Andy?
I really loved this film. I think McDonagh is great. And this is about a woman whose daughter was raped and killed, and the cops have never been able to catch whoever did it. And this is in a small town in the middle of Missouri. So she takes guerrilla action, basically, by putting up these billboards embarrassing the police chief. I just thought it was like a great Coen Brothers film.
Yeah, it's an excellent showcase for everything that Frances McDormand does so well, but it's also just this murderer's row of character actors, Sam Rockwell, John Hawkes, Peter Dinklage. It's excellent.
I like Martin McDonagh a lot. I think the movie misses a little bit of the mark. It doesn't quite have a soul at its center as much as I would have liked it to.
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri's rated R at the Arclight Hollywood, the Landmark in West L.A. The documentary Intent to Destroy, Death, Denial, and Depiction looks at the Armenian Genocide. Joe Berlinger is the director. Wade?
Incredibly powerful film. Maybe the best history lesson about the Armenian Genocide I've ever seen, all the way from what led up to it to where we are today and the current geopolitical struggles. It's a little bit too much of a featurette for the movie The Promise, which the making of which is a backdrop to it, but that's a very small complaint.
Christy.
This is much better than The Promise, and it gets its arms around a lot beyond the film as far as, you know, the geopolitical ramifications today still.
Yeah, I with Christy entirely. It's sort of a history lesson, but it's a history lesson of stuff that most people don't know, unlike, say, the Holocaust. I thought it was unbelievably informative and, yeah, kind of upsetting.
Intent to Destroy, Death, Denial, and Depiction. Joe Berlinger, the director of the documentary, which is unrated. You can see it at Lemley's Playhouse in Pasadena and Pacific's Glendale Theater. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for Film Week on 89.3 KPCC.